everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is April 24th, and yes, we're doing another Daily Book of Positive Quotations by Linda Pacone. Today's topic is quiet. And the quote is by Lorraine Hansberry. Never be afraid to sit a while and think. Hustle and bustle are part of our lives. We live with constant background noise, the sounds of human activity on one hand, cars, air traffic, heavy machinery, music players. I'll add something in here. People talking on their phone in public on speakerphone in a restaurant or a cafe. I'll add that. And the sounds of the natural wonder are, on the other hand, birds, insects, wind, thunder, just stuff around us. We rarely get the chance to experience quiet. And when we do, we often behave as if we're afraid of it. No one home? Quick, turn on the TV. A few moments in the car, search for something on the radio. Going for a walk? Plug in the earphones and listen to music. Once in a while, we need to embrace the silence. Enjoy the silence. Depeche Mode. I can remember, gosh, this was a long time ago. I mean, I'm talking decades ago when I heard the phrase, pregnant pause. I found that string of words to be fascinating. And sometimes quiet can make us nervous. Sometimes quiet can be a reactor for some folks because they're expecting something. I appreciate quietness where you're just hearing the natural sounds of the house or maybe even the wind. It's just part of being present. Now, years ago, quiet used to really make me nervous. It really used to bother me. I was always on edge, wondering when there was going to be something loud happening. And I think that's part of when we're on this healing journey is that we recognize where we were and then where we're at. Being able to share those experiences and stories with other people. And the reason why is because maybe it'll give hope to someone else that they too can get to that place. It gives people hope when you listen to other people's success stories, as well as, you know, moments of healing. And what does that look like? Because it looks different for everybody. But there was a time where I couldn't. I always had to have some background noise on. There was a time where I couldn't even sleep without the television on because the no sound would cause extreme anxiety for me. And I just couldn't be in quiet. Now, I really like it. And I'll even say too, boy, I really like that it's quiet. So here's the affirmation. What's the affirmation? What does Linda have us looking at? Quiet is a luxury that costs me nothing. I can take a few moments each day to simply sit and think without the need of any foreground or background noise. You know where you can really sit and have it be so quiet? You ever sit in your car and the engine's off, you get to your destination, you just, you know, turn everything off and just sit there for a minute? It's so quiet. It's like everything's muffled. Another place where I find it to be really quiet, and I cannot believe I'm actually going to share this because we don't have any snow in Minnesota, is when it's snowing and there's already snow on the ground, maybe a, you know, couple feet of snow, and it's snowing. There's like an insulation of the air. It is so quiet and peaceful. How can we become comfortable with the silence? I guess that's a question for people to explore and to contemplate and maybe even practice something like mindfulness or just taking 1 to 3 seconds where we're just noticing that we're sitting in quiet. We don't have to have our eyes closed, just being aware that, wow, it's quiet. And how do I feel somatically? How do I feel? What am I noticing? What am I noticing about the changes within myself? And can we get to a place where we embrace the quiet and we enjoy the silence? All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Remember to hit that subscribe button and give us some comments on what you think about these episodes. We're going to be editing some of our guests that have come on, so look forward to those. And remember, if you hit subscribe, you get all these episodes as soon as they drop. And as always, remember, we're better together, we're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.